ओम नमो भगवते सुंदर। प्रेयर्स एंड मेडिटेशन जी मतलब जुलाई 27, 1900। जेंटली हम्बली माई प्रेयर राइजेस टुवर्ड्स दी ओ स्वीट मास्टर, दाउ हू एक्सेप्टेस्ट विदाउट डिबेट और क्रिटिसिज्म ऑल दैट ऑफर्स इटसेल्फ टू दी, हू गिवेस्ट एंड मेकेस्ट थाई सेल्फ नोन टू ऑल विदाउट क्वेश्चनिंग whether they are worthy and find us nothing too weak, too small, too modest, too insufficient to manifest. Let me lie down at thy feet, merge into thy heart, disappearing, be blotted out in thy beatitude, or rather be surely thy servitor without pretending to anything else. I do not desire or aspire to anything more. I wish only to be thy servitor. I wish only to be thy servitor. ଜୁଲାଇ 27, 1914। ହେ ମଧୁମୟ ପ୍ରଭୁ, ପ୍ରାର୍ଥନା ମୋର ସଧୀରେ ବିନମ୍ର ହୋଇ ତୋ ନିକଟକୁ ଉଠି ଚାଲିଛି। ଯେ ନିଜକୁ ତୋ ପାଖରେ ଅର୍ପଣ କରେ, ତୁ ବିନା ବିଚାରରେ ବିନା ବିତର୍କରେ ତାକୁ ଗ୍ରହଣ। ତୁ ତ ସମସ୍ତଙ୍କ ନିକଟରେ ନିଜକୁ ଦେଇଦେଇଛୁ, ନିଜର ପରିଚୟ ଦେଇଛୁ। କେବେ ତ ଜିଜ୍ଞାସା କରିନୁ ସେମାନେ ଯୋଗ୍ୟ କି ନୁହେଁ। ତୋ ପ୍ରକାଶ ପକ୍ଷରେ କେଉଁ ବସ୍ତୁ ଅତି ଦୁର୍ବଳ, ଅତି କ୍ଷୁଦ୍ର, ଅତି ସାମାନ୍ୟ, ଅତି ଅଯୋଗ୍ୟ, ତା ତ ବିବେଚନା କରିନାହୁଁ। ତୋ ପାଦ ତଳେ ମୋତେ ଶୟନ କରିବା, ତୋ ହୃଦୟ ମଧ୍ୟରେ ଦ୍ରବୀଭୂତ ହୋଇ ତୋ ମଧ୍ୟରେ ବିଲୀନ ହୋଇଯିବା, ତୋ ଆନନ୍ଦ ମଧ୍ୟରେ ନିଶ୍ଚିହ୍ନ ହୋଇଯିବାକୁ ଦେ। ଆଉ କିଛି ଯାଚିବାକୁ ନ ରଖେ, କେବଳ ତୋରି ସେବକ ହେବାକୁ। ମୋର ଆଉ କିଛି ବାସନା ନାହିଁ, ମୁଁ ଚାହେଁ ଏକମାତ୍ର ତୋର ସେବକ, ମୁଁ ଚାହେଁ ଏକମାତ୍ର ତୋର ସେବକ। ଓମ୍ ତତ୍ସତ୍।
ଓମ୍ ନମୋ ଭଗବତେ। ଟୁଡେ ଇଜ୍ ଦି ଫାର୍ଷ୍ଟ ଡେ ଅଫ୍ ଆୱାର ଯୋଗ ସାଧନା କ୍ୟାମ୍ପ। ଟୁଡେ ୱି ୱିଲ୍ ବ୍ରିଫଲି ଡିସ୍କସ୍ ଦି ହୋଲ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦି ସାବିତ୍ରୀ ବୁକ୍। So now I am reading this mother's message. I am not doing it, this Savitri translation, to show it to people or to have anyone read it, but to remain in Savitri's atmosphere, for I love that atmosphere. I know that light. I am immediately plunged into it. Each time I read Savitri, it is a very, very beautiful light. So here the mother speaks that mother is translating the Savitri book to French language. So this is Savitri is a book of self-concentration. So mother is telling that she is doing it not for any other purpose, but to do sadhana, for doing sadhana purpose, she is translating it. And she wanted to live in the atmosphere of Savitri. The Supreme Mother's atmosphere, the mother wants to live. Then mother speaks that, so no, now I do not mind finishing the synthesis of yoga. I was a little bothered because I have no other books by Sri Aurobindo to translate that can help me in my sadhana. There is only the synthesis. So the mother is declaring that that after Sri Aurobindo left his body, so the mother wanted to pursue this integral yoga. So of all books, mother first found the synthesis of yoga that will most help in her sadhana. So she translated the whole of the synthesis of yoga book into French language. There was only the synthesis. As I said, it always came right on time, just when it was needed for a particular experience. All his other books that could help me are already translated, and with Savitri, the idea is not to make a translation but to see. So, to try something to give me the daily experience of that contact. I had some magnificent experiences when I read it the first time, 2 years ago, I believe. Wonderful, wonderful experiences. And since then, each time I read those lines, the same thing happens. Not the same experience, but I come in contact with the same realm. So the mother for her sadhana, she has translated the synthesis of yoga, and for her sadhana, she has translated this, they started translating this Savitri book. So Savitri for us is a book of self-concentration, so primarily, and secondarily, self-expansion through opening of the cosmic self. Universal, by opening of the universal self. So this integral yoga is not a popular religion or neither a popular religion nor a popular yoga. So self-expansion through activation of three gunas, triple mind, is not advised. So if there is self-expansion, then that is possible through the activation of the universal self. So the mother wanted to live in Savitri's atmosphere. So our purpose in Yoga Sadhana Camp is also to try the same thing, to live in her supreme atmosphere. So there are, this Savitri book is divided into 12 parts, 12 books. So out of them, the book 2 is identified as the biggest chapter, book 2. And the book 8 is identified as the smallest chapter, that is the book of death. So in the Bhagavad Gita also, the chapter 8 is dedicated with the related with the death. And here also in Savitri, the chapter 8 is related with the death of Satyavan in the forest. So all the 12 books are divided into several cantos. So we are having 49 cantos. And book 2 is having 15 cantos. So Savitri is a book related with self concentration, and this is also identified as strong spirituality. Strong spirituality means that the cosmic consciousness, the consciousness moved between the universal self and transcendent self. So if the consciousness will move between universal self and transcendent self, then that is called the strong spirituality. So initially, where we live, the consciousness moves between three modes of nature. That is three gunas. So if we silence them, then if we silence them, the physical mind, the vital mind, and the intellect, then we will be able to go beyond the three gunas. And then the consciousness, when we go beyond the gunas, then the psychic being and spiritual being opens. And there is a movement of consciousness between psychic and spiritual plane. And when the psychic being and spiritual being through this movement are universalized, then our universal self that opens, cosmic self opens. Through cosmic self, we enter into contact with the world. And the cosmic self is also a passage to the supramental and bliss world. So the whole of the Savitri book is written in the cosmic and movement of consciousness. First, the consciousness will move between three gunas. Then the consciousness will move between three gunas and the psychic and spiritual plane. It will undulate between. And when the psychic and spiritual plane are established, the consciousness will move between psychic and spiritual plane. And when the, with this movement, when it is universalized, then the psychic being and spiritual being will move between psychic, universalized psychic, and universalized spiritual being. And when the universalization is stabilized, then the consciousness will move between the universal self and the transcendent self. So first we will hint about the book one. So in the book one, there are five cantos. So the first canto, in every Sri Aurobindo's book, the first chapter deals with the whole of the book, summarize the whole of the book. So that chapter is very important, because all the spiritual energy are compressed in that first canto, canto one, symbol and down. Then the second canto is in the symbol down, this this issue is there, that the whole of the Savitri is compressed in the symbol down. And the message of the book one is that for higher spiritual life, this canto insists on calling down more and more silence, peace, calmness, and to maintain equality in all circumstances, in all happenings. By maintaining these conditions, consciousness can best experience its vertical movement by replacing the earlier circular and arrested movement of three gunas. So the symbol dawn gives the message to a sadhaka that this was the day when Satyavana must die, and if for a sadhaka of Savitri sadhaka, you will always remember this message. You will always remember that this was the day when Satyavana must die. This day returning, Satyavana must die. This was the day when Satyavana must die. And before his previous line is immobile in herself, she gathered force. So Savitri Sadhaka will always remember this line that Satyavana will return. So since Satyavana will return from earth, Satyavana is the symbol, your symbol. Now power Jivatma also, Satyavana is Paramatma also. Is the representative symbol of Supreme Self and also the Jivatma. Satyavana is Naro, and as Naro is Jivatma, and as Narayana is Paramatma. So we are having Satyavana within and Savitri within. So in a sadhak there is Savitri within, and the Savitri within always remember that the Satyavana will return. Return from the earth, and you will leave his body. And if this issue will remember, then the next task of Savitri is to accumulate spiritual energy. And our soul has the capacity to, psychic being has the capacity to confront death. And if this soul force increases, then the capacity to confront death also increases. So we have given a brief life, and in brief life we have given a brief time, and we live in a small space. So a sadhaka's only preoccupation is to utilize this brief time and brief space only for the accumulation of spiritual energy. He will call down the timeless eternity to this time, transitory time, and call down the infinity to the spaceless infinity to this little space. And this he will do all the time, ceaselessly, while waking, while eating, while sleeping, while doing work, while studying, all the time he will do this single work. So the soul force, how the soul force accumulates. So in this integral yoga, one will receive the call. There are sixfold divine call that is hinted in Savitri. So the first divine call one will receive is that Jivatma's union with Paramatma. That is the first divine call. That is, Paramatma is the static divine. And Jivatma is our both psychic and spiritual being. Both are called Jivatma. So if one will unite with Paramatma, then that is the first divine call. So that is also the objective of all traditional yoga. So in traditional yoga, after one finding divine, the sadhaka's objective ends because there is no other task for him. So he has to wait to go to the supreme abode of Paramdham. But in integral yoga, one is not satisfied with this experience. So he has to dynamize his divine union and he will receive the second divine call. That is Jivatma's union with Paraprakriti. That is the Jivatma's union with the Divine Mother. Paraprakriti is the dynamic aspect of the Divine. So if one will live in waking trance, then that is the symbol that he has got the second divine call. If a sadhaka is living in waking trance, then that is a proof that he has received the second divine call. In the first divine call, when he experiences divine union, during that time he goes to Trigunatit state. And when that union ends, then he returns to three gunas. Then he returns to three gunas. So the second divine call is also the universalization of consciousness. So that is the Vasudeva Sarvamiti consciousness of the Bhagavad Gita. And the dynamic divine embraces the world. So the universalization of consciousness takes place in the second divine call. And this universal consciousness is a passage to the supramental plane. So when one is established in this universal consciousness, universal plane, then he will receive a third divine call. The third divine call is that the Supreme Mother and in integral yoga, the Supreme Mother and the Supreme Purusha will descend to heart center and they will stay there permanently. And a union takes place. That is Paramatma's union with Paraprakriti. The dual divine, they dwell in our heart center. Then that is the beginning of the door opening to the supramental world. There is the third divine call. Then there is a fourth divine call that is Paraprakriti's union with Aparaprakriti. Where Paraprakriti is the Supreme Mother and Supreme Mother comes down to subconscient and inconscient. Sit and penetrate into those seats and transformation work takes place in subconscious and inconscious seat. And by the pressure of supramental, this subconscious self and the subconscious inconscious self, they open and opening up inconscious self is identified as the last, it is identified as the last divine center and by it opening, one experiences a grand solution. Then beyond it, this fourth divine call, there is the fifth divine call that is of the avatar, and that is the call of the avatar. Fifth divine call, then there is a sixth divine call, that is the call of the last avatar, last dual avatar, that is. So here the king Ashwapati, then Savitri and Satyavan there. Savitri's Jogo is there, Satyavana's Jogo is there, and King Ashwapati's Jogo was there. And they pursue Jogo, King Ashwapati pursue Jogo. Jogo through Vedantic sacrifice, followed by Vedic sacrifice. Then Savitri's Jogo begins with the Vedic sacrifice and followed by Vedantic sacrifice. So in the book one we find the gist of Savitri in the Canto one, and Canto two give the hint of the issue which Savitri is having a issue. So if one will do sadhana, he is having a issue. That is that the issue is that after 1 year Satyavan will return to Brahmāt. That was the issue. So she has to pursue sadhana so that she can confront it. She will accumulate her spiritual energy so that she can confront death. Then third book is King Ashwapati's Jogo, and King Ashwapati discovered 10 selves. So in our body there are 10 souls and 10 seeds, 10 kosas. And Ashwapati's objective was to move the consciousness in between these 10 selves and 10 seeds. And if one will do pursue integral yoga, then his only business is to move the consciousness vertically. And if the consciousness you will able to move vertically, not horizontally, if the consciousness will move between 3 gunas, then that is horizontal movement of consciousness. If the psychic and spiritual being will move, then that is vertical movement of consciousness. And through movement of consciousness, the gulf between different planes of consciousness will be bridged. If all the gulfs are bridged, then the free flow of this bliss self and supramental self, the force, will penetrate all the seats and all the selves, and also it will enter the subconscious and inconscious seats. And by that, the transformation work is accelerated. So in the Canto 3, we find these 10 selves. King discovered the 10 selves, opening of 10 selves. And in the Canto 4, we found the secret knowledge. These things we will discuss more tomorrow. In tomorrow, we are having the Book one and book two will discuss. And the book and the Canto five, we find that the King Ashwapati is having the experience of this Vedantic sacrifice and Vedic sacrifice. His consciousness moved between Vedic sacrifice and Vedantic sacrifice. With this, the book one ends, and the book two is the planes. King of Ashwapati explored the planes of consciousness. So all the canto we will found that that King Ashwapati's consciousness is universalized and also transcendentalized. So that is a condition. If the consciousness is universalized, then that is a precondition of exploring multiple planes of consciousness and pursuing the yoga of earth. So if the consciousness will move between the universal and transcendent plane, then you could realize oneness of all things and spaces as a vast experiment of soul. So in this consciousness, the time and space changes. So if we live in the mind, The time for us, time is the present moment. Time is defined as succession of moments. And space is defined as division of substance. So if one lives in the mind, then he will live in the present moment. And his space is the little space he occupies on the earth. Then if his consciousness is universalized, then he will live in triple time. Trikala drishti will open. That means he will experience time as a picture of seeing the past of this birth, past births, then this birth and the future births he will see. And his time experience is like a moving picture. All the time he will see a picture in front of his eye. He will experience time as triple time. And space also he experienced that he is not living in this small space. Whole universe is within him. He will realize the whole universe is within him. And any problem of the universe will knock at his door. So he is always preoccupied with the earth and his earth's problem. Though he is living within a small space and small area. So in book two is the biggest chapter. So here King Ashwapati explored different planes of consciousness. First he explored the material world. Behind this material world there is subtle matter. Then the life. So there is glory and fall of life. Then there is little life. Then there are godheads of little life. Then little life means is our lower nature is a little life, and greater life is higher nature. Para prakriti is our higher nature. And after experiencing this physical vital, king enters subconscient and inconscient world. That is, descend into night and world of falsehoods he enters. And in traditional yoga, this entry into night subconscient and inconscient night is forbidden. So a traditional yogi, it is a sealed book. So, but in integral yoga, it is identified that the key of the world's problem is hidden in the inconscient. If the world problem is to be resolved, then one has to enter inconscient and subconscient. And ordinary people cannot enter that world except during some extreme adversity. So in order to enter this subconscient and inconscient world, one should have supramental force or universal force at his disposal. So tomorrow we'll discuss this chapter vividly. Then king entered the paradise of life of gods, then the kingdom and godhead of little mind. So here little mind is our tamasic mind, rajasic mind, and sattvic mind. These are vividly discussed in the Bhagavad Gita and more vividly in this book 2, Canto 10, more vividly. So here also this tamasic mind and rajasic mind and sattvic mind are silenced, then they also undergo the psychic transformation, then spiritual transformation, then supramental transformation. This is Canto 10. So Canto 10 is important. It is an extension of the, if we will pursue the Bhagavad Gita seriously, then this is an extension of that. That Arjuna asked that if I will know the three gunas, he asked the Lord to explain vividly the three gunas, then only he can go beyond the gunas. So here also, here it is not limited in integral yoga. Going beyond the guna is not the end. Here one has to transform that physical mind, vital mind, and intellect, tamasic mind, rajasic mind, and sattvic mind. So there is a path, there is a method of the Bhagavad Gita, and it is added with the method of the integral yoga. There is also a method of integral yoga. After silencing them, one has to transform them. That is a difficult task. Then after little mind, the king explored greater mind, their illumined mind, higher mind, and intuitive mind. Then king entered the heavens of ideal and self of mind. Here self of mind is our spiritual being. And if the spiritual being opens, then one realizes that Brahma, Satya, Jagat, Mithya, that experiences one. Then after that, the spiritual mind is, spiritual being is universalized, so king experiences the world soul. And the world soul is the multiple objective, so if one's world soul, that cosmic self, will open that, and then that is a passage through which one will enter relation with fellow brothers and others, kith and kin. So if we want to relate with the world and with other individuals, then this is the passage through which we will be related with the world. So when our cosmic self is open, our relation with the world and people will be intimate, very intimate. And when we shift our consciousness from this cosmic self to transcendent self, then all those people with whom we have intimate relation, they become stranger to us. So the consciousness moves between these two. This is not found in ordinary life. This is foreign in ordinary life. So a universalized soul. So if a sadhaka is universalized, then his consciousness will move between the cosmic self and the transcendent self. And he's very intimate with the world, and at the same time he's very stranger with the world. Then after that, the king, in the Canto 15, king entered the greater knowledge of supramental world. So king entered the supramental world. This is the end of book 2. Then the book 3, in book 3, that is the book of Divine Mother. So here the king entered the supreme self. Beyond the supramental, there is supreme self. So king entered the static experience of supreme self. Not dynamic, so static. Then when the static experience is dynamite, the Divine Mother was visible to king. So the king wanted many things from the Divine Mother, so many boons. So the Divine Mother discouraged king to call down the immeasurable divine force, and man is not ready to bear the infinite sweat. So she asked king to live with the slow-paced evolution of humanity and accept god-like toil for earth and man with patience. She further informed that the static soul realization and the influence of the three gunas have made the world estranged from life and thought. The Divine Mother describes elaborately the limitation of present humanity, who cannot reconcile heaven with earth. The infallible guide leads all the souls through stumble and failure until they discover their psychic being. Rest and earthly ease are forbidden. So here this is an important message of Savitri, that if an aspirant soul wants to find itself, then he has to follow two conditions, that he should renounce rest and he should earthly enjoyment, he should renounce these two things. So his action should be ceaseless, and by renouncing all earthly enjoyment. He should act ceaselessly if one wants to find his psychic being. There is also another message in the in book two that that this knowledge and love do not visit men as a guest from outside. So if we want to get divine knowledge and divine love, then that comes from within and through blows of life. So if one gets blows of life, then it turns within and find the knowledge and love, and both are required for the fulfillment of life. So we have to remember that that knowledge and love do not visit men as guests from outside. So from the blows of life, whenever we get any blow, any adversity comes, then we turn inside and find that. So book three is related with the Supreme Mother. So there is Supreme Mother become visible to King Ashwapati, and there is a discussion, there is a discussion with the Divine Mother, Supreme Mother, with the King. So King's mission was that he wants for all humanity shadowless bliss. So for the King, this man's past is man is has evolved from animal, and his future is God. So if a man will live with his past, then he will become animal, and if we live with the divine, then the divine is his future. So he has to choose, so either truth or abyss. So if he will open his door towards divine, then he will leap into the future. If he will open his door towards the past, then he will become an animal. So the divine guides every soul in all life through failure, stumble and failure, till they discover their psychic being. Rest and earthly ease are forbidden. So this is the message of book three. So here the King Ashwapati meets the Divine Mother. So this also gives the clue to Sadhak how he would meet the Divine Mother. Then book three deals with, book four deals with the birth of Savitri. So through King Ashwapati Sadhana, this the Divine Mother descended to him as his child, a great soul descended to him. So the book four describes the Savitri's childhood and her youth. And she received a divine call and quest. So there are four cantos in book four. So King Ashwapati, as father and guru of Savitri, gave her double task of finding the divine without and within. So King Ashwapati was the guru of Savitri. So the Savitri's birth was in the line of the Gita, that where the Lord speaks that Janma Karma Chame Divyam. So my birth and my action are both divine. So this the deluded soul do not understand. They think that everything is created out of desire. But the Lord declared that his birth and his action both are divine. So here Savitri's birth and Savitri's action both are divine from the childhood. That means she is guided by the Para-Prakriti, guided by the Para-Prakriti from her very childhood. And in the essays on the Gita, Sri Aurobindo translated Paraprakriti as the Virgin Mother. So Savitri is here, the Virgin Mother, so from her birth. And this virgin power accumulated throughout our youth and throughout our life. So if the soul is born in, so he's called Dvija, twice born soul. So Savitri was twice born soul. So here the Savitri book indicates that if an individual will find his soul, so then the divine will depute either a guru, a spiritual fosterer to him, or he has to search his divine fosterer, his guru. He has to find it. He has to find it in the world. He has to find the guru. The King Ashwapati, the father and guru of Savitri, gave her double task of finding the divine without and within. First, she will tread a brief golden path with her second self, Satyavana, the lyricist of her soul's most intimate chords, mover of her force and guide. His light will guard her from without and within, and by holding his strong head, and she can confront life's extreme adversity. So King Ashwapati, by his vision, came to know that the work Savitri has come to do, she cannot do alone. So for Savitri, there is divine has taken human birth, and Savitri has to find him in the world. Find out. After finding her second self, she will find her psychic being within. Psychic being is the divine within. Because the Satyavana's light will guard her from without and within. By holding his strong hand, she can confront life's extreme adversity. This is. Secondly, she has to discover her psychic being, where the supramental mother can choose to stay permanently, and with the power of psychic being, she can tread a sunlit path followed by a journey in the abysmal night. Dream twilight of subconscious plane, permanent rise of soul to Satchitananda plane, and returning to earth life along with Satyavan. So King has given Savitri double task. First, she has to find the divine without, outside, in the world, and she has to find, and then she has to find the divine within. This is Savitri's yoga, and in King Ashwapati's yoga, King first found the divine within, then he found the divine without as our daughter. So Savitri Bhag proposes that first we have to do the King Ashwapati's yoga, because in case of King Ashwapati's, his spiritual being first opened, and by its pressure, this psychic being opens. That is called Vedantic sacrifice. So this is safe for the developing souls. King Ashwapati's yoga is difficult, but that all developing souls should pursue this yoga. And Savitri's yoga is for developed soul, because in Savitri's yoga, this psychic being opened first, and by its essence, the spiritual being opens. So this path is dangerous for developing soul, because psychic being is surrounded with 10 desire soul. So if one wants to find the psychic being, then he has to cross the lures of all the desire souls, all the 10 desire souls. If you will go beyond the lures of all the 10 desire souls, then he can find the psychic being. And Savitri also, in the book 4, the Ashwapati told that our unknown lover is waiting for him in the unknown. So after Savitri learned that she has to find our unknown lover, so she She went out to find her in the world. She searched her in forest, in the village, in the town, in cities, everywhere she searched. And it is described that Savitri met 12 types of liberated souls. And none of them were fit to hold the Savitri's comprehensive divine love. So Savitri has to wait and search and till she finds Satyavan in the forest. And Satyavan is the divine without, so he is having sevenfold personality of the father. See, he is having the sevenfold divine personality. Divine as the father, divine as the mother, divine as the friend, and divine as the guide, the divine as the master, and the divine as the child god, and the divine as lover. So Satyavana has the capacity to hold Savitri's comprehensive divine love. And also these 12 type of liberated souls Savitri met, they also, if we reconcile these 12 attributes, then also one will find the Satyavan. So Satyavan was having all the 12 attributes of these liberated souls. So now we will come to book 5. Book 5 is the book of love, so it is having 3 cantos. We are given a brief time from cradle to grave to call down timeless eternity and in a small place to call down spaceless infinity. Savitri's birth and youth in the Madras Palace is the symbol of an ascent of the soul to the highest status of Supreme Self. So the palace, Madra, palace of the Madra, King Ashwapati's kingdom, that is the symbol of Supreme Self. And her return to Salva's forest hermitage is a symbol of descent into nether earth in order to discover the last godhead sleeping in the inconscient seed. And the godhead in the form of inconscient self can illumine earth life by the lone power or lay his hand on happy inconscient things. So all the whole of the Savitri is a symbol. Every word is a symbol of spiritual experience. So your Madra is the symbol of Supreme Self. So Savitri left the Madra, so and has chosen a forest. So forest is your the symbol of dark forest, is the symbol of the inconscient, dark inconscient and subconscient world. So there that Satyavana was pursuing sadhana in double seclusion. So in the forest, so this is a message for the sadhaka. If a sadhaka wants to pursue sadhana, he should pursue sadhana in double seclusion. Double seclusion means that outer light. So Satyavan was deprived from the outer light. And King Satyavan was the son of Dhimmatsen, King Dhimmatsen. So he was deprived of the outer light of his kingdom, and he was having no eye. That means all the 5 senses, enjoyment of all the 5 senses, Dhimmatsen renounced. So if one will pursue integral yoga, then he has to renounce the enjoyment of 5 senses, that is one seclusion, and other is the renounce the attraction of the outer world, light of the outer world. And he has to live in the double seclusion. And in double seclusion, he will explore, he will adventure in the hierarchies of consciousness. And the forest represents the symbol, representative symbol of the dark subconscient and inconscient world. And they are the last godhead sleeps. If that godhead will awake, then it is described in the book 1, canto 5, that is a grand solution. Because the divine force will work from below the feet and capture mind, life and body. So when this self opens, then one will go through experience, the double experience, triple divine. Divine will enter mind, life, body from above, through supramental self, through below from the subconscious and inconscious self, and from around through cosmic self, it will enter into his body, life, and mind, and it will work out a swift transformation. So the Satyavanas meeting with Savitri is not accidental, it is destined meeting. So after aeons, after many ages, the avatar takes birth in earth, and earth waits for their birth, divine birth. So with their birth, the new manifestation takes place, and their meeting is the symbol of Paramatma's meeting with Paraprakriti. In a sadhaka, Satyavan and Savitri are within the heart. So if he can unite them, then that is the opening of supramental experience, supramental world. Then book six, message of book six. Book six having two cantos. So here we will meet the mother, the birth mother of Savitri, then the god Narad and King Ashwapati we meet. So, Savitri's birth mother is a symbol of moderate spirituality. So here we find the reconciliation of moderate spirituality represented by Savitri's birth mother, ancient Vedantic spirituality represented by King Ashwapati and Savitri, overmental spirituality of God represented by Narada are observed. Moderate spirituality aims at escaping from the problem of existence and extreme adversity through partial divine union. Whereas ancient Vedantic spirituality aims at resolving the problems of existence and confronting with extreme adversity of life through comprehensive divine union. And overmental gods have the role of helping men through foreknowledge and strengthening the soul force of strong souls and forcing the weak souls to experience spiritual fall. So in this yoga, strong souls experience spiritual rise and weak souls experience spiritual fall. So here through Narada we get the hint. So after the Savitri's birth mother came to know that Satyavan will die after 1 year, so that disturbed her to such extent that her quietness, her peace and equality she lost, and she experienced spiritual fall. And in Savitri it is described that if a developing soul experiences spiritual fall, then he is given only one chance in this birth, forfeiting the lonely chance of this birth. So in the next birth only he can lead spiritual life. So in this birth it is forfeited. And if a developed soul will experience spiritual fall, then he will rise. Again and again he will rise. So Savitri's birth mother is a representative symbol of the moderate spirituality, moderate. So here in Savitri, humanity is divided into many parts. If one can live and think without the assistance of divine, then he is called mundane. And if he lives, is a part of his being is open to our divine, then he is called moderate. In the Bhagavad Gita, moderate devotees are divided into three parts. So if one calls the divine during the time of difficulties, then he is called Artha. Then if one calls the divine to get good and his desire satisfied, then he is called Artharthi. And if he calls the divine to know him, then he is called Jigyasu. Then these three type of devotees, they are called the moderate devotees. So here there are two characters. So one is King Dyumatsan, father of Satyavan and Savitri's birth mother. they both experience spiritual fall in this Savitri book. They both experience spiritual fall. So most of the seeker of the truth, when they unite with the divine partly, they become satisfied and they feel that they have got everything. So but that is not truth. So divine is endless and his unfolding of truth is endless. So he should not be, a seeker should not be satisfied with whatever truth he receives, because the truth is endless. The more you will unfold the truth, the more it will reveal itself. It is an endless exercise. So in the latter Vedantic spirituality, one finds the divine by exclusion of the world, because he feels that world is an illusion. In ancient Vedantic spirituality, both matter and spirit are given equal importance, and spirit and matter are reconciled. So both King Ashwapati and Savitri and Satyavan also, they are the symbol of ancient Vedantic spirituality. They had the capacity to reconcile spirit with matter. And that is the most difficult task of all life. It will continue through many successive births. So now we'll come to Book 7 quickly. That Book 7. It's the book of yoga. So this is Savitri's yoga. So this is a message that there is a bond between Savitri and Satyavana, and that bond will become strong through yoga. And if that bond will be strong, then the death cannot break that bond. So through human love, the bond is very weak, so that death is able to take human beings. If that bond is made strong through yoga, then death cannot take. This is the message. Priceless, she deemed her joy so close to death. Yet ever they grew into each other more, until it seemed no power could rend apart, since even the body's wall could not divide. So this is the message. So through yoga, the bond can be made strong, and if the bond is strong, then the death cannot divide. This is the secret. Then message of book 2. Book 2 is the description of Satyavana's death in the forest. The awareness of Satyavana's death will make a sadhaka supremely conscious of brief time he is given in this birth, and utilizes it as a bank to accumulate spiritual energy. His only divine work is to call down timeless eternity into sleeping moments and call down spaceless infinity into his limited surrounding space. Here there is a description just before the death of Satyavana. This is the experience of Savitri. Wordless but near, she watched, no turn to lose, of the bright face and body which she loved. Her life was now in seconds, not in hours, and every moment she economized, like a pale merchant leaned above his store. The miser of his poor remaining gold. So here, this is the message that Savitri will not live with hours, but in seconds, because the Satyavana will live. And seconds means also that she is calling down more and more divine force. Calling down more and more divine force to accumulate his spiritual energy. And her spiritual energy can confront death. Then message of Book 9. Book 9 deals with inconscient transformation. And Book 10 deals with the subconscient transformation. They are very important. After one is established in this inconscient and subconscient world, ordinary people cannot go. Only those who have supramental at their disposal, they can go to this dark world and and pursue transformation work. This world is the home of death, and only dead people can visit that unhealthy world of negation and darkness. King Ashwapati traveled this world without dying and suffered multiple injuries that were so slow to heal. Savitri also visited the inconscient world without dying. So this is death said, O mortal, turn back to thy transient kind. Aspire not to accompany death to his home, as if thy breath could live where time must die. This canto also suggests that a sadhaka must be established in supramental consciousness before meeting his own death, or death of his kith and kin or brother souls. Extreme adversity must be met like a tree recovering from a wind. So this is the message of Savitri. So one must meet extreme adversity in life like a tree recovering from a wind. Now we'll come to book 10. Book 10 is the transformation of the subconscient. Subconscient world is described here in Savitri as double twilight. So this is the world of double twilight. Twilight means half darkness and half light. So that world. So one twilight is due to when the overhead force descended to darkness and twilight is created. Another is by opening up inconscient and subconscious self, when they penetrated the subconscious see, then inconscient see. There also some twilight is born. So that is a world of double twilight. And mother was experiencing after Sri Aurobindo's departure the subconscious transformation. So the mother in Savitri first translated this book 10 into French because she was undergoing the subconscious transformation. Then message of book 11. So here, after conquering death in the subconscious world, Savitri entered the everlasting day, that world, everlasting day. There he met the divine. Like King Ashwapati met the divine mother, here Savitri met the supreme Lord, divine. And Savitri and divine offered him many boons. So Savitri rejected all the boons. According to him, whatever boon divine wants to give to her also should give to all humanity. With Savitri, the Supreme is actually asking her to withdraw into the highest planes of consciousness. King Ashwapati was asked to remain on the earth. The Divine Mother told King Ashwapati that you remain in the world, let thy toil be vast and accept the difficulty and godlike toil. This is King Ashwapati experience, but Savitri explained differently. To him, Supreme is actually asking her to withdraw into highest plane of consciousness. But to this, Savitri did not agree. So she returned to earth with the highest consciousness. Now this is the last chapter of the book 12. This chapter signifies the permanent descent of Sachitananda consciousness to earth consciousness, which was the result of Savitri's permanent ascent of the soul to Sachidananda consciousness. Here symbolically represented as everlasting day. Savitri along with Satyavana returned to earth consciousness and to their bodies with the blessings of the Supreme to stay in earth's atmosphere and continue their eternal work as the dual incarnating power of Supreme to raise the consciousness of man to God and to bring down the higher consciousness to earth's plane. Satyavana recognizes the great changes that Savitri has undergone and realizes that it is due to her love alone or accumulation of her yoga shakti in form of divine love that was able to bring back Savitri, Satyavan from the clutch of death or their strong bond of the divine union failed death to take Satyavana away from Savitri, that he has consented to remain on earth and continue their work. So this is all the 12 books. So this 12 book has also a message that if we want to become a sadhaka, to confront, traditional Joko does not speak of confrontation with death. So traditional Joko believe that after realizing the divine, so one has to wait through death's passage to Paramdham. But in integral Joko, the sadhaka has to increase, to accumulate spiritual energy in order to confront death. So in order to meet death, so one has to renounce, or one has to conquer six elements one has to renounce. There is a long discussion between Savitri and death god, and death god proposes indirectly that if anybody wants to conquer death, then he has to renounce six things. That we'll discuss on the last day, that we'll discuss. So this is this book. There is a Mahamantra of Savitri. So this I will conclude, that we have identified Mahamantra of Savitri, that the virgin who commenced perfected by joy. So virgin who commenced means if one's life is guided by para prakriti, then you will enjoy all the 10. You will, through that pressure, you will open all the 10 selves and enjoy all the supreme bliss in those 10 selves. So this is the Mahamantra of Savitri, that virgin who commenced perfected by joy. And there is a Mahavakya also of Savitri, that is in book 10, that if there is yet a happier, greater God, let him first wear the face of Satyavan. So here Savitri has spoken that if there is a greater God, and if Savitri wants to love him, then let him first wear the face of Satyavan. So Satyavan is the symbol of comprehensive divine love, without desire, without ego. He represents comprehensive divine love. And our psychic being has the capacity to purify himself, to hold the comprehensive divine love. And if our psychic being is purified, then it can hold Satyavan. And here Satyavan is the symbol of Supreme Self. So in our heart center, we can hold both Satyavan and Savitri, Para Prakriti and Paramatma, and experience their union. Then we have possessed both Satyavan and Savitri. That is the task of a sadhak, of integral Joko. Then the next task you will get of the transformation of the subconscious and inconscient. That is para prakriti's union with apara prakriti. That is fit to transform the subconscious and inconscient, and that is the most difficult task of integral Joko. With this, I conclude. Om Tat Sat.